about Nick Martin's development this year, kind of along each week?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is in many ways a rookie year for him. I mean, he's not a rookie anymore, but, you know, just relative to the injury last year. And I think he's, you know, he's gotten better and better every week. Very tough, very strong, athletic, smart, everything that you're looking for in a center. Great guy, love coaching him. He's an important part of what we do.
This week, it doesn't get, you know, a whole lot tougher than that.
No. No, this guy's one of the best, if not the best, inside tackle, Brandon Williams. You know, he's – Williams is, you know, for a man his size, 340 pounds, 6'2", 6'3", he's very light on his feet, very powerful, very quick. So it's a big challenge. You know, it's a big challenge for Nick and you know, everybody on the inside.
Bill, I didn't see DeAndre out there on the portion we could watch. Is there anything going on with his situation?
No, he's all right. Yeah, no, he just he rode the bike a little bit today, and he'll be there Monday night.
What does Hopkins do best?
I mean, I think he does a lot of things really well. I mean, I think that he's got great hands. I think he's a very good route runner. I think he's very, very competitive. I think he's got a great ability to get both feet inbounds on the sideline. I think he knows our offense inside and out, so we can move him around and play him in all the different positions. I think he can play, you know, obviously outside, but I also think he can play inside. He's got a great feel for the game, and he's come up big for us, you know, a lot this year.
Bill, since that first game against Jacksonville, y'all giving up 86 yards a game rushing. Obviously, teams try to do different things against you. How have you been able to sustain the run?
I think guys really, I know it sounds simple, but it's really just guys doing their jobs, you know, really setting the edge, playing their gaps, building a wall inside, not overrunning plays from the linebacker position, staying patient, you know, staying kind of behind the back. If the back's going out here to the left, I'm kind of staying behind. I'm not overrunning it where he can cut back. I think the edge has been set very well for the most part. I think Clowney's doing a really good job of doing what we're asking him to do. So I think B-Mac's playing at a real high level. I think Zach Cunningham, DJ Reader, I think it's real hard to move him on the inside, you know. I think he's a very, very good run defender, very good inside tackle. So I think everybody's doing their job pretty well.
Important every game in the NFL that you get a good performance out of your quarterback, especially for Tom having something of a breakthrough performance last week. How important is it this week for him to have another good showing so he can maybe build some momentum?
No question. I mean, I think it's, you know, I mean, a quarterback has to play a good football game, a turnover-free game, you know. And I think last week on the interception, you know, I could go either way, however you judge that. The ball was batted in the air, tight coverage. But, you know, the strip sack in the pocket, he's got to take care of the ball. You know, those are big things. You know, Baltimore is number 3 in the league, tied with New England in the takeaway, giveaway category. They're plus 8. They've taken it away 23 times, and they've only given it up 15 times. So, you know, we're like 24th or 25th. We have to flip that script. You know, we're minus 5. That's a big, big deal. We have to flip that script. And so I think if we can and you know, a lot of that starts with the quarterback, but anybody that handles the ball, they need to do a great job of having 100% ball security on Monday night. And I really feel good about the way Tom's playing. I think that he's doing a good job. He's taking what the defense gives him, and he needs to continue to do that.
Tom said he wasn't really sure what the issue is with the fumbling. He said he's not a fumbler, and even when you go back to the NFL scouting combine, his hand size was about average for an NFL quarterback. What do you think is going on with the fumbles?
Well, I think you got to have a feel for when the pressure's getting around you. And I think a lot of that comes with experience. You know, I think, you know, some in practice you can never simulate how fast that rush is actually coming. And so when it's in the game, you need to, you know, really speed up your alarm, your silent alarm. I mean, you really have to understand, look, it's coming. And, look, maybe we don't have it blocked very well. You got to protect the ball. And I think that all comes with experience, and he knows that he knows that he can't do that anymore.
What are your thoughts on picking up a new back and Andre Ellington? He's played a lot in the NFL.
Yeah, it was good to get him. You know, it was good to have a shot to get him. You know, good quickness, good speed, guy that can do a lot of different things. Can maybe help us on special teams. Today seems like a quick learner. You know, put him in there, got some reps today, so looking forward to coaching him.
Giving up a lot of touchdown passes. How much is a rush and how much is a coverage?
think it's a combination. I think when, you know, in this league with the rules the way they are, you can't touch anybody after 5 yards. And if you're not getting a pass rush and you allow the quarterback to hold the ball, it's going to be hard to cover guys. You know, it really is. I think if you, you know, if you look at the tape and you look at the times where we've combined coverage and rush, you know, we've been in good shape. But when we haven't had a rush, you know, it's been tough to hang on back there. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, look, I don't know. I think that, you know, everybody throws a little bit different ball. I mean, everybody, it's really, Sarah, more the quarterback getting used to the different receivers. You know, everybody runs a slant route a little bit different, a stop route a little bit different, a comeback a little bit different. It's more the opposite of that. It's not the receivers, as long as the ball's in the area, they're professional receivers. They're going to catch the ball. That's what they're paid to do. Is to get open and catch the ball. That's their two primary jobs. So I think it's more the quarterback getting used to the different receivers. That's where the chemistry really has to come along quickly.
The way that Terrell Suggs has been able to bounce back from not one but two Achilles tears in his career, I mean, how, as a coach, how hopeful does that make you guys for a player who suffered that injury on your team coming back from that?
Yeah, I think it. You know, it's funny you brought that up because we were just talking about that this morning. It's all a matter of you know, where the Achilles was torn, to be honest with you. You know, I think if it's torn in the middle of the Achilles, you probably have a little bit of an issue. But when it's torn near the base, I think – I'm not a doctor. Like, don't get me wrong. This is what was told to me. I don't even play one on TV. That was a joke. It's Thanksgiving, John. John laughed. John usually laughs. Berman, you takes you a little while to catch on to my. No, I didn't mean that. Just, but I think it does have a, and it really has to do with where it tears, and so that's what it was explained to me, and so I don't know about Terrell. Obviously, this guy Suggs is playing at a high level. I mean, this guy, I mean, I can remember calling plays against him in 2009, you know, in New England, and having to know where he was on every single play, and that was when they had, you know, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed. I mean, just go down the list. Nada inside. I mean, they had some great players, and he's still there. I mean, just it's a testament to him. Great football player, and I think he's been able to overcome that, you know, because of his own work ethic. I think with Foreman, I think that's who you're referring to. You know, look, I think it's going to come down to it's going to be a rehab process. You know, look, pair him up with Deshaun Watson. They can rehab together. I bet Deshaun will push him, and he'll push Deshaun, and that'll be a good thing. So the Foreman will be back. You know, he'll be back ready to go when he's healed up.
Is he torn low, and that's a good sign?
I don't know. I don't know that. That's what I'm saying. They were talking to me about the process of it. I didn't get into the details. I just know that they feel very good about his surgery and where he's going to be.
So Dr. O'Brien.
Yes, Dr. Berman.
How's Kevin Johnson coming up?
Kevin, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, good. Yeah, you caught me off guard when you called me a doctor. It's such a serious thing in here. I mean, it's always so serious. So that when it's...
So how's your quarterback, Kevin Johnson, coming along?
Good. No question. I think he'll be able to play. I think he'll have a good shot to play.
John Harbaugh just praised him in the daylight after you all ago.
John Harbaugh's a great coach. I mean, he's a Super Bowl coach. Good friend. I mean, what else can you say about – he's been the head coach there since 2008. He's won a bunch of games, does a great job. They have a very, very tough team, which is a very – which really is what he's all about. You know, he's competitive and, you know, they're very tough on defense, tough on offense. Special teams are real good. Obviously, he was a special teams coach for a long time, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for John.
What's the Thanksgiving schedule around here and then for you – O'Brien
claim? Well, the players will be off tomorrow. The coaches will work. I'm going to put the turkey in the oven in here probably around 7 a.m. when I get in. It'll be done by 5. I told my family I probably won't be home for Thanksgiving. Nobody really was too concerned about me not being home for Thanksgiving. And the coaches and I are going to share turkey tomorrow and break film down. Yeah. I'm kidding. I mean, here we go. No, we're going to work tomorrow. The players will be off. They'll be back to work on Friday.
Who would be
100% Monday night?
I mean, I don't think anybody's 100%, but I think Blue will be ready to go.
So you've used two backs a lot. Do you have any hesitation at all to run Alford out there like you have been with Foreman?
I don't have any hesitation putting Alford in the game. No, none at all. I mean, he has gained 100 yards in games before in the past for us. He's come up big for us, Cincinnati, Cleveland, you know, in the past. Those are the only two I can remember, but there's been more than that. He runs hard. He's been practicing well. He's done a good job for us on special teams. No hesitation to put Alford Blue in the game.
You talked about how smart Jadeveon Clowney is. How have you seen that intelligence either on the field or in the meeting room?
I think when you watch him and you see how we move him around on the field, I mean, he plays a lot of different positions, which each one requires different communication. So that shows it right there. And then in the meeting room, when the questions are asked, a lot of times he's, even though you may be asking this guy over here, he's the one answering the question. You almost have to, you know, get him, hey, relax, we're asking this guy. You know, he's got a real good knowledge of what we do. He's got a real good knowledge of football. Yeah, I think he's got a shot to play. Yes. It's going to be hard to figure out who's inactive, to be honest with you guys. You know, I think relative to our 53 right now, you know, relative to what we have on the 53 right now, you know, be interesting to see what direction I go there. You know, we've talked about that. I mean, look, we're going to get him back in the building and see how he's doing and kind of go from there. I think JD plays the game with a no matter who's out there. He really plays on Sundays. I mean, he's grown a lot since he came here. I mean, he practices hard. You know, he plays very, very hard on Sundays no matter who's out there. He plays with a great sense of urgency, and he tries to, you know, really make a play on every play. You know, he's got a real knack for going to the ball. He can chase plays from behind. It's hard to run at him, you know. Like I said, we move him around. I think he plays the game with a real sense of urgency.
Bill, how has T.J. Yates done since he's been back here with you?
Good. I like T.J. I think we think very highly of T.J. He's very smart. He's great in the room. You know, he's really picked up, you know, right where he left off, you know, when he was here before. I think he's done a good job. He's really done, an excellent job as the number two.
He's called back in slowly because he was making big plays before he got
out. I don't think you can do that. I mean, I think maybe you can do that relative to practice, John, but once they play, you're not easing them in. It's this time of the year. They got to go. You know what I mean?
Hopeful that Will can play Monday?
I'm not sure on that one yet, Sarah.
We talked about this a little bit, mostly with David Questenberry, but with all the injuries that you guys have had, how much of an asset is it that we're one of the preeminent healthcare hubs in the country?
There's no question about that. I mean, that just the proximity and then the level of care that you get over there, I think it's the best. I mean, we can, you know, some places where I've been, whether it's college or the pros, you had to, you know, go a long way to get an MRI, get a doctor's visit. You had to, maybe it was 45 minutes to an hour drive. You know, here it's right there, and it's the best. You know, we have great doctors, great medical team here. So, yeah, there's no doubt that that's a great part of, you know, our organization, no doubt about it.
This week on Monday night, it's really going to be the only coldish weather game that you guys play all season. Even though the forecast is only 47 degrees. Do you view that as an advantage that you guys don't have to play in the cold, or given your background, your sensibilities, would you rather play cold?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I love this time of the year in football when it is a little chilly. You know, I think for us in Houston right now, it's a little chilly. So, you know, we'll get out there on Friday. We'll practice outside on Friday. It won't be, you know, what it's going to be in Baltimore. But, you know, our guys come from all over the place, so I don't think it's that big of a deal. But, you know, I look forward. I think our guys, we look forward to number one Monday night, and I think we all look forward to playing these post-Thanksgiving games.
Thank you.
Same to you guys.